Who else have mentioned it, right? Hashem is one. It's only Hashem. There's nothing else.
So what are you talking about? Tears and like, what are you? That's the word. Wait. It's one. I mean, one. You know, it's not like you keep your whole, you know, person that you can have like 10 names. Hashem is like one. What's the difference? What difference does it make? So the answer for the Gron, the Rucha, and the Chassidus Sfarim comes out again and again, basically. The way they, the path that they take is actually very, very simple, which is that we can take in godliness wherever we are, no matter who we are, in many different ways. So when I connect to Hashem in one aspect, it's one aspect. When I connect to Hashem in another aspect, it's another aspect. So sometimes, let's say, something happens to me and I see it as chesed, right? So that's kindness. That wakes me up a great love for Hashem. That's my focus today, love for Hashem. So I'm working in the world of kindness. And that kindness might have 10 different elements. It might be my MS, my Tiferes is kindness, my limits of kindness, my Netzach Hod, my thanking Hashem is kindness, my Netzach is knowing what to do and doing it, following through, and my Yisod, my Gishmak is kindness. It's all kindness. My mouth is my aspect of Vanova and Yoshima. It's all kindness, all one thing. And then the next day, something happens, and that the guy closes the safe in his hands, like, oh man, and that the whole day is like, Guru! So he does his best with Guru, and that's a whole, depending where I am, I can connect to Hashem. That's the real bottom line answer. So it's like the Ramchal is a beautiful mashal. He says, like, you have this tremendously powerful light source, and you have millions of veils of all sorts of different colors. So you might perceive it one way here, another way there. Depends. You might pick up a few veils and see a totally different color, but it's the same light.
Perception.
That's right. So it's the same light. It depends. And it's really a kindness because depending on our level, we can always bring in Hashem, each person according to where he is and according to who he is. And that way we can all work as a team together and bring Hashem, bring a ticket, huh?
From our three forefathers, how they live, Hashem showing how this Abraham was chesed.
Yes, it's true.
So Hashem showing chesed.
Gets its own.
His step was like more strict. He was not.
This is
so Hashem showing.
You're right, but
decide.
There's a.
Well, I see his mind.
It's a beautiful idea. The truth is
that. My life is kind of opposite. They say, you know, two things. Hashem go the same way. How do you.
I'll tell you what it is before Kis says, and then we'll move on to Moksa. This is something very, very important. And I saw in the Rizal this week, it looks like the Rizal implies, he didn't just make it up, I'm sure, but the Rizal is a powerful source for what he says. Because it's very counterintuitive. He says, I'll tell you the whole story, right? One time someone did something that was really infuriating him. So he went to his friend and says, now, I don't want to get angry without permission. So I'm going to tell you the whole story. If you give me permission to be angry, I'll be angry. If not, now. So he told him the whole story of the infuriatingly annoying things the person did. And his friend, this also other Hasidic master, said, I'm really sorry, but I don't see any reason to get angry here. No, it's not warranted. He deserves whatever he deserves, but why should you get angry? No, it's okay. And he thanked him. He said, thank you so much. He said, because you know, Avram and Yaakov, people have a big misunderstanding about them. They think Avram was chesed, so he became chesed. Yisrael was Gur, became Gura. And Yaakov was the middle. He said, that's not true. He said, the Gemara says that Hashem goes to Avram and he says, what's with the Jews? They're sinning. Avram says, okay, let's go to Golos and be mechaper. Don't go suffer. Go to Yitzchak. They go to Yaakov. Yaakov says, no, Golos, suffer. Go to Yitzchak. He says, okay, what's the big deal? Okay, so listen, half the day they're sleeping, eating. What are they doing already? I did that, Kate, it's not enough. It's not okay, Hashem, so half and half. You take half, I'll take half. He sounds like Mr. Nice Guy.
This is the spirit of a spirit, no?
100, no, that's true, but wait to hear his thing. That's his own, and yet it's true also. It's got its own, but what is that? It's also its own thing, but nevertheless, so he says, it's very strange. It looks like Yitzchak is, when Hashem's talking to Yitzchak, he's the kindest of them all. We would assume that would be Avraham, not Yitzchak. So he says, you know what I'm saying? Avraham's nature was very, very, he was like a commando, he was Mr. Gvura. He said, but he wanted to break his nature for Hashem. So he became Mr. Good Guy, Mr. Kind. Yitzchak was opposite. He was Mr. Layback, huh? He became Mr. Gvura. And Yaakov had like a balance. He was drawn one way the other way, and he became a balance that way. That was also overcoming his nature. Presumably, he tended to go to each extreme, and he specifically made a balance. That's what it seems like. He said, so I have a lot of fire. So I became like, you know, relax, don't get angry without talking to someone. So it's better that I shouldn't get angry. So the Rizal says that Yitzchak Aye Hasela Ola, Aye, right, is hey. Wait, Aye has not to Sofitir, it's to Rosh Tiris. Hasela Ola Bani. Hey, Lamed Bezis Hedor. Because Yitzchak was a Gilgul, he came back
from Hevel. Now Hevel was Mr. Chesed. He was not Mr. Gvura. So when you see that, you say, whoa, he came back as Hevel. Usually Cain is the, you know, the murderer. Hevel was just, you know, he said, he looked when he wasn't supposed to look. He said, Yitzchak also looked. But he looked only from his love for Hashem before he was dying. So he's going to leave the world. So Hashem said, I'm not going to punish you this time. And, oh wait, when you're older, you can lose your sight. Because you saw it for one of the reasons. But, because it was all from opposite Hashem. So you see, if Yitzchak was Hevel, so what's with the Gvura? So you see that he overcame his, it's very interesting, it's very fascinating. Like, that is such a strong riot. That seems very clearly to say what he says. That was very interesting.
Yeah.
We can talk if you want, but it's its own.
Okay. It's but it makes perfect sense because when you toss in the War of the Five Kings, the four kings, I mean, that is incredible. You know, when you say commando, you really mean that.
Oh yeah, he was fearless. Aaron was fearless. He was fearless. Sacrifice his son, no problem, I'll do it. Throw you in the fire, no problem. Make feel me mocked. He mocked the king. He said, if you don't admit, if you just admit it, then do whatever you want. But if you don't publicly admit that you're talking heresy and nonsense, and that the truth is that the idols have the power, we're going to kill you. And he just laughed at him. He mocked him. So what should I worship? He just made such fun of it. Everything he said, well, this is from, that's from, so what not? We're back at the beginning. He made a circle. He said, pick something. He totally acknowledged it. All right. Each one has a weakness. He totally laughed at him. Publicly, he totally destroyed him. He was such a fire. And, you know, that was it. He broke that. Anyway, that's it. You're right. It certainly
so they all elevated themselves.
Yep. They worked hard and elevated. So that's the book was still. Okay. They worked. Now we're